Greetings and welcome to episode 23. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast focuses on an article I wrote for Utopia Magazine in India. I share this because I have had individuals who are interested in the field of education to ask me questions about how did I become interested in education myself. So my journey goes like this. I became interested in the field of education when I was a young child. I would watch my teachers teach during the day and go home after school and emulate them. I thought they were so professional and I wanted to be just like them. So becoming a teacher was a developmental process for me. I watched and I wanted to be what I saw, a teacher. That is why what we say and do is so powerful. You never know the impact of your words or actions. Kids are constantly watching, and there are students who will say that they want to be just like you when they grow up. As I started serving and making an impact, I realized that I needed to make a bigger difference and went back to school to acquire the necessary credentials to become a school administrator. My journey continued, and I gravitated towards at-promise students. You see, I could have been considered an at-promise student, a student who may have had many factors impacting their ability to succeed, but guess what? I overcame the odds. From having served so many at-promise students, I know any child can do the same. We as educators and anyone in the circle of influence must provide the environment, support, love, and relevant education to truly make a difference in the lives of kids who need us the most. My passion came about from serving and truly being a servant leader. I have had so much success, and I'm grateful for that journey, in serving students and transforming schools. Many times, other educators did not want to go into the schools that were challenging and the schools that I went into. But for me, it was simply a calling on my life to turn the impossible into the possible. That is where my passion lies and where I get to let the leadership skills within me soar. Even in today's climate, I hope that there are individuals, young and old, who are willing to serve and make an impact in the lives of students, to give them hope, to inspire and motivate, to uplift the next generation, and to be a ray of sunshine in the midst of our current reality and a beacon of light that will shine in the hearts, minds, and souls of those students that are in school, thinking about going to school, or just in the field of education, period. Further in the article, I was presented with the question, what has been the most memorable moment or phase you had as a teacher? Because as you know, I've been a teacher, I've been an assistant principal, I've been a principal, I've been an executive director, I've been a college professor. So for me, the most memorable moment was when I knew I had a special gift in serving highly impacted students. I knew that I had a special talent in connecting, building a strong rapport, and helping young people to understand the power of an education. This occurred when I was a teacher at the middle school level serving an alternative student population. Students were sent to this school because they could not make it in the regular student population or at a regular middle school. So they came to this alternative school where we provided special services to meet their needs. That was the birth of my servant disposition and my impactful career. I have never looked back in regret, but look forward and appreciate the magnitude of my gifts to make an impact. I hope that educators today can find many memorable moments that they can share to leave a legacy and make an impression on those seeking to enter the field. Also in the article, I shared what the ideal school environment will entail and how I could foster that kind of culture. This question was so relevant because I created the schools I wanted in every community that I served. I always design and serve schools based on what I would want for my own biological kids. I was a transformational leader turning around schools, and some of the schools I served became Piedmont signature schools, in which they went from low growth to exceeding expected growth. I created environments where students wanted to come to school. They felt a sense of belonging. The school's culture was positive. Staff members were passionate about serving students. Parents in the community were involved. Stakeholders took interest in the school. The curriculum was relevant. Learning was made fun. Resources were provided. Wraparound services provided for students who needed them. Grants and other funding sources were given. The school served as a showcase for other schools. After school activities, clubs and sports were embedded into the fabric of the school. Yes, even at the elementary level. Technology was secured, and every day I spoke hope, love, and a bright future into the lives of the students. As a school staff, we took challenges and turned those into opportunities to make our school and services even better. To me, this is the ideal school, and I made sure as a leader I served with conviction, passion, and dedication. Today, schooling is different for so many due to the pandemic. As educators, we learn to adapt and adjust no matter the circumstances. That is what is so great about educators. However, we can still create the environment no matter what we're dealing with. We can create the environment we desire by modifying our mindset and working through the process of challenges presented to us. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue sharing about my article with Utopia Magazine. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. If you want to purchase my book, and you will, it can be found on Amazon.com and my website at www.leonquechavette.com. That's LeonqueChavette.com. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continued my interview with Utopia Magazine, I was asked another question, and that was simply, how do you see the importance of parent-teacher communication? My response was that parent-teacher communication is vital for the success of a school. Parents should be completely immersed and involved in the school, in their child's education, and in helping to give input into making critical decisions about the schools. Parents must make the school aware of the needs of their child so the school can better serve and provide the best possible education. Normally, when you have a parent involved in a child's education, you have a child who will thrive. They will see the parent and the educator working together. Teachers must also reach out and find ways to connect to parents no matter the challenges they face. They must keep parents abreast of great things that occur in their child's life, keep them aware of how to assist their child, and keep them involved in the heartbeat of the school. It has been interesting in all the schools I serve because we had to build from the ground up a PTA, a parent academy, and other resources to assist parents based on their needs. It could have been a community garden, a GED class, a Zumba class, a Spanish class, or a class to assist parents about how to help their children with homework or how to better manage behavioral issues. No matter the need, we provided resources for parents so that they could grow their skills as parents. I know that if parents gain skills as to how to assist, then we will have better students who can produce phenomenal results. Again, parents are critical to the success of a school, and schools are important to the success of parents. As we know, communication is more critical now than ever while dealing with this crisis in our nation. Another question presented was, what were my thoughts on the present education system in America? And I can tell you, I've always been a school leader who has dealt with accountability. So my response back then and still today is, having served as a school administrator once again for 20 years and being in the field of education for 30 plus years from pre-K to college, and during the duration of the former No Child Left Behind and now ESSA Accountability Act, I believe accountability is important, but more emphasis should be placed on the growth of children and not necessarily the proficiency. Children mature and develop at different stages, and we should not expect all students to be at certain levels by a certain time. Every child is uniquely their own individual, and therefore, I believe there should be a strong focus on growth. Proficiency has its place, but it is a challenge to get a level one child to a level three or beyond in a short span of time within a year's time frame. All students do not come into the school with the same skills, same vocabulary, resources, exposure, and knowledge. Therefore, we must take students where they are and grow them. In addition, I believe other success indicators should be a part of the accountability system. Indicators such as increase in parental involvement, community involvement and partnerships, results of programs and initiatives, student discipline, mobility, teacher retention, attendance, and a myriad of other factors that have a direct impact on educators, students, and school communities. Furthermore, I believe educators should have more input into the process of our education system. I still believe today we have to work really hard to stay connected to students and create an environment where we meet all their needs. One of my favorite questions was, what would your message be to young people who see education and teaching as a future profession? I start with this. As I always end with this, education is hard work, but it is heart work. Go into the field of education to make a difference, to give back, and to help mold and shape the future of our nation. Enter a noble profession where the rewards of serving are greater than the rewards of getting. Allow your greatness to impact the lives of kids who need you. Heart, dedication, passion, and commitment are some of the gifts you can share in the field of education. Be an example of our future. Allow your life to serve as a model for others and set your eyes on the future by serving students and schools. I hope that my sharing will motivate you to become an educator and inspire you to really impact young people so that they can become all that they can become in life and in their chosen profession. The best of luck to you on your journey. My quote, to stir the mind and to shift the heart, is, remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressyspeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.